respond to them.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Bull Shoals City Council meeting for Thursday, June 29th, 2023. If you will silence your phones and stand for the roll call. Our pledge of allegiance, I'm sorry.
Of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. I'd like to remind everyone, if you're kind, courteous, not overspeak, if you get out of order, you'll be given one opportunity and then you will be escorted from the building. Clerk, would you please call roll?
Yes, sir. Mayor Michael Savu.
Here.
Council members Dale Forbes.
Here.
Wesley Phelan.
Here.
Dino Giannini.
Here.
Joey Greed.
Here.
Daryl Lindman.
Here.
Michael Castagna.
Here.
We have a quorum to conduct business.
First item for the meeting is, does everyone have a copy of the previous month's meeting minutes? Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Is there a second? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Same sign against? Carries. The next item is the treasurer's report. Mr. Dosher, if you would stand up and present this, please.
Good evening. You've got your May financials here. Bank reconciliation balances as of May 31st, $2,423,983. That's up $125,571 from last May 31st. Your city sales tax collections for May were $42,368. That's down $441 from last May. Sales tax collections for the first 5 months are $181,655 against last year's $178,514. That's an improvement of $3,141. Total income for the city for May was $255,038. That's up $7,328 from a year ago. Total expenses over that same time frame, $147,696. That's results in net income of $107,341. Which is an improvement of $8,568 from last year's net income in May. Total income for the time period ending May 31st, 2023 is $1,178,458. That is up from last year's $1,036,783. So that's an improvement of $141,675. Total expenses over the same time frame are $884,877 versus $831,891 for 2022. That's up $52,986 from last year. Your net income through the first 5 months is $293,581 against last year's net income of $204,891, an improvement of $88,690. Any questions?
Significant improvement in net income. Any idea why?
I think it's the heat. Cooler weather. No, I really don't. I could look back and look at individually. Your sales tax is up. Your user fees are up. Your sewer user fees are up. I don't recall there being anything big come in grant-wise. And usually if there is, it's pretty obvious and it'll carry over for the, you know, from the previous year. Most of the grants you guys get, you get every year, but they may reflect in May versus June, and so it'll catch up itself in another month.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Is there a motion?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Same sign. Motion carries. Department reports. John, I'd really I'm going to kind of sign blindsiding here on this, but I just wanted you to maybe mention to everybody kind of the some of the challenges that the police department is experiencing right now with you know, getting officers on the force.
Yeah, right now we're just extremely shorthanded. The pool to reach into is kind of limited on new hires. Nobody's really putting out applications right now or asking for applications. I think a lot of it has to do with some of the surrounding areas are offering higher pay rates, better options. So we're just very slow and few and far between right now.
Yeah, I think we're pretty fortunate to have a good pool of part-time guys that are willing to come over, and could introduce this guy here.
This is Officer Jacob Zappa.
Jacob Zappa, everybody kind of give him a hand. We're glad to have these guys. They work in neighboring communities, and it's just, it's a real benefit because they know the area, they know the people, and it's not like we're just bringing guys in that are just from who knows where and who knows what. So thanks. Thank you very much, Mr. Zappa.
Mike.
Yes.
Zappa used to work for Bull Shoals.
Yeah, that's what I was told that here sometime back.
Is that a new police car we have out there?
Yes, yeah, we do have a new police car that was purchased with a grant last year. John just in the last few months, couple months, got that thing all outfitted, and we're pretty proud of it. It's a nice car. Anything else? Fire, Brent, he's out of town for the week, so his report stands as written. Public Works, you all have a copy of that. You can see what's going on. We're working hard to try to get around town, continue to keep the parks in order. Trim trees throughout the city for a lot of the folks that we know come in and out of here with their campers, and they travel and they want these limbs trimmed down so they don't damage their high dollar motor homes and campers. So been real happy. We had some down at the bottom of River Cliff. You'll notice there were some three huge trees that was concerning to me, because if one of the limbs would have fallen off, somebody could have been killed. And I'd reached out, I wasn't sure, but they did turn out to be on the Army Corps' land. We got permission. I thought we were going to have to pay to have them done, and I think one of the street department guys kind of strong-armed the Xylem tree guys here in town, and because of all the little issues we've had, and they went down there and cut those for free and saved us about $1,500, you know, to get those down. So I was real appreciative of that. So I guess that's all we got on department reports. Is there a motion to accept?
I got a question.
Yeah.
What are we going to do down there at the swimming at Browns Beach with those signs that people still keep swimming off that dock?
I spoke with Terry Partee yesterday. We are going to get new signs for the dock, a very substantial sign that's going to be mounted very rigidly, step one. Step two, we are going to get two signs, and this has all been okayed with the Corps. I've been back and forth with Josh Whitaker. We're going to get signs to designate the a designated swim area, and this, you know, part of the sign on the dock is going to be no swimming in within so many hundred feet. We've clarified that we have authority to cite people for being on there, on the dock, swimming around the dock. I've been in touch with a gentleman from their construction company, but the Corps uses them to install swim barriers, and they're going to be doing that for us, which basically what they use is a 3-inch high density polyethylene, the yellow gas line that you see, and we're going to get that remounted out there, have that marked, and we're going to make people accountable to stay in those areas. Because it's like, as I spoke with the Corps, somebody's going to get hurt, somebody's going to get killed, and it's a real pain in the rear end when guys are trying to get in and out of their boats down there. It's just something that has to be done.
On another note, over there in the camping area, is there any way we can cable that lower road off instead of putting concrete barriers so they still drive around it? Don't they still drive around it down there, Don?
They think you probably have to stretch a cable all the way across that backside, because they'll just come down that ditch line in the middle and still make access to it.
Yeah, that's a challenge down there, because, I mean, it's a great place to go and swim. If we wanted to spend the money, which we probably could afford to do it, and dump some shot rock down there to bolster up that road, and just keep it open from one side, but, you know, the Corps, they are a little restrictive on that. I tried to get some rock that the Highway Department had cleaned up on 178 on the west end of town to get taken down there for free, and the Highway Department didn't want to cooperate, and the Corps, they were a little reluctant, so that's just going to be a work in progress. But it's a priority for me, because I used to go down there and swim, and I think it's a great place for people to swim. People enjoy going down there. But I agree, it undermines the road that we currently have there by then cutting around there. They're digging up the edge of that asphalt. And then there's a safety concern about on the west end, where the road is getting undermined and might collapse and cause an issue. So. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposite sign? Motion carries. Okay. Commission reports, planning and zoning. Thank you. Anyone? Is there a motion?
You don't need one.
Don't need one on that, okay.
There was no meeting.
Okay, now we're to citizens' comments relating to agenda items only. You have 3 minutes.
Real quick, Phil Frizzi, 1503 Carolyn. The only thing I have is on Village Mart, this lawsuit issue that you're thinking about. Something really you should consider, because the city is liable for the money. We have no claim to the property. We have no right to sue them back or reclaim the money. We would be basically leveling the yard for him, so he would have a clean lot to build on. Talk to this man and see what you guys can work out. He's sitting right here. Sorry, and that's all I've got to say.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, comments, second time, third, forum's closed. Continuing business. First item on continuing business is a motion to appoint a new city attorney for the city of Bull Shoals. As you all know, from the last special meeting, William King is here from the Strother Law Firm. I had placed a specified, you know, their agreement with this, what the city would be. You had copies of that. This here, all it needs is a motion.
And a vote.
And a vote. Dale makes a motion.
You make a motion to?
To appoint the city attorney.
Second.
Any discussion?
There's been some concerns about municipal law, being out on municipal law.
Can't hear, I'm sorry.
He has some questions about how knowledgeable he is related to municipal law.
We agreed to a 6-month trial.
I don't know, do you have any comments on that?
That's fine with me. I understand that you may be hesitant given my relative youth and experience in this area. And if you would like to revisit this matter at a future time to reconsider me, if things haven't gone well, by all means, I encourage you to do so.
Any other discussion?
What is the problem? At our special meeting,
having a lawyer that works for our city is supposed to be there, and if something comes up, you ask him. He was trying to litigate in our meeting. This is not a lawyer. Even Roger sat over there, okay, you cannot do that. I was spoken, and how to correct it. He was trying to tell us what to do in a city council meeting. This is how, and that's what, how it's done. Not that he was trying to litigate how we're going to amend this. You know what I'm saying?
I think
what their job is.
Yeah, but I think part of the problem is, Dino, is it's pretty clear we in a lot of ways don't know what we're doing.
No, but
and that was the level of arbitration.
Yes, but he don't know either. We need somebody that knows what they're doing.
And
I already talked to Sam Passion. I already talked to Sam Passion to try to get him back in here because I did talk to him and said no, he's not a lawyer, and he says I'll do it for you. So it would have to come up to another vote. Sam said he would do it, and he knows city law. He was a county lawyer for Marion County, and he's a Flipton county, and I mean a Flipton city lawyer. This is somebody that's knowledgeable in city law. Knows it.
It's coming from a well-known law firm.
Knowing nothing for city law. That's a well-known.
I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get from Sam Pasting what the city needs.
Yes.
We need a lawyer now.
We need a lawyer now. We need a lawyer that will commit to being here at the meetings, will commit to being here at the special meetings, a lawyer that has absolutely assured all of us he's going to be a neutral party. Anything that any of you say, anything that I say, any communication between us is not privileged. I mean, and he's you know, it's no different than if you went to a doctor and the doctor agrees in confidentiality. You know, he's agreed to this, and he's agreed to do it, to try it out for 6 months. And I think it's a huge mistake if we don't do it, but that's...
Well, I talked to a guy that I will not mention names, but he's pretty high up around here, and he said this man here is very intelligent, and he will do us a great job. So, you know, somebody's got to start sometime anyway. And I'd rather have a good, young, gung-ho guy on my side than an old lazy one. So,
amen.
I mean...
You need to know the rules of law, that he's impartial to the mayor and city council, which he hasn't shown that in our last special meeting.
Are we ready to...
That's what he's got a whole stack of law books for. If he has something he needs to look up, he's got a book.
Clerk, would you take a roll call vote?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I need to know about the motion. Is it going to be the motion to hire him for 6 months, or are we going to amend the motion, or is the motion?
Yeah, I think the contract allows us probably to go back in and vote if you out at any time in there, doesn't it?
Yes.
I did not see that.
My agreement allows for you to terminate at any time for no cause at all. So whenever you would like to stop our agreement, that's fine.
Second.
It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, pick, clerk, would you take a roll call vote?
Roll call vote. Mr. Castagna?
Aye.
Yay.
Yay.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
No.
Mr. Phelan?
No.
Mr. Corbis, we have a 4-2 vote. The motion carries.
Second item on the agenda is the Village Mart. I don't know if all of you are familiar. You've had this ordinance that was drafted by the law firm at Metheridge and Ezell that is representing us on the Village Mart project. And what has been added to this ordinance was per statute. If you read at the bottom, you have a highlighted area. This was per Cole Ezell. we needed to provide by ordinance the manner of moving and making these removals. If you will notice in the last section, page one, that within 90 days of the order from the Circuit Court of Marion County, Arkansas, allowing the city to move forward with the raising and removal of the Village Mart, the city of Bull Shoals shall work with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality and review the building assessment and evaluation report from ECCI and let forbid the removal and or remediation of the known mold and or asbestos the problem in the building. That contemporaneously to the solicitation of bids for the mold and or asbestos remediation and or removal, the city would let forbid the demolition and removal of all debris from the building. That once the site is clear, the city would restore space to the original condition prior to the construction of the building. That the action here is necessary for public peace and welfare. The way Mr. Ezell explained it, this here would enhance our position in court, which is where we will be on August 8th. We could choose not to do this, and it would not enhance our position. Joey?
I think we should abandon it. I mean, the city's not going to gain anything by tearing it down. All of this, you know, last year, the year before, when all this stuff started, we did what the public wanted. Whether or not previous mayor could have been wrong, I can't tell you that. But I don't think we need to spend money doing it when the city's not going to gain anything. That's my opinion.
Darryl,
first of all, we don't have any idea about the amount of the cost. Second of all, this all started with the people. I wouldn't make a vote on in favor of this without the people's input on it.
Okay.
Whether it be a town hall meeting or what, that's where we, that's the lap it needs to fall into if we were going to go along.
I'm not in favor of going on with this myself. Waste of money, waste of work. People taxpayer money. We've already wasted about $15,000 something plus attorney fees already.
Yes.
And we will not gain anything.
I mean, I got other information. If people have questions, I can.
No.
Mr. Casagna?
I agree. We need more input from the town on what they want to do. Like Darryl said, the people in the town brought this forward and wanted it done, so we need maybe to call a town hall meeting and just on this specific subject.
I will remind you, the court date is August 8th. I mean, we could probably file for a continuance, I suspect. I don't know. I've had difficulty getting local contractors to want to reach out and put a bid in to demolish the building because, you know, it has to be taken back to grass and seeded. And we have 90 days to do that. I've had very cursory numbers thrown out from 200,000 to 300,000 to clean it up and haul it off. Anybody's welcome to call Mr. Ezell from Bethridge and Ezell, and he said that if we prevailed August 8th, and we had to do this, the property would go back to the defendant. He would retain ownership of it. My next question was, would we be able to gain the opportunity to put a lien or recoup any of our funds? And he said no. And if, I mean, obviously you guys can call him, Dino, if you want to call him.
Wasn't there any means for him repairing what was in the wrong with the building?
Well,
doing any repairs.
No, that is, and that's part of the that's kind of part of the problem. There is a this particular statute that we shifted over to was kind of a...
Just to check and see what was in the building, and that was it. More or less.
And then...
If it was safe or not.
Yes, and then raise the building.
So it needs to be just thrown out. Or, like he said, bring it in front of the citizens. It's their money. If they think that it needs to be... But you can't just tear down a building just because it doesn't look pretty on your street either. You know what I mean? There's a lot of houses and buildings in this town. You know what I mean?
Well, I would suspect that if we prevailed in this because of the reason that the statute allows, that would open up the door to a lot of other places around town. So
if we abandon this, what's the standing of the building? Is it effectively condemned? You can't do anything with it unless the owner decides to make improvements?
No, you know, what my recommendation would be to, we've never, on paper, the owners of the property have FOIA'd the city for proof that they were ever given any citations or anything in writing, complaints, for the building to be repaired and brought up to acceptable standards. We were not able to provide any of those. There was not, correct? Nothing.
Correct.
You know.
No formal complaint.
The direction I'm on with the building, as I am with a lot of these other buildings around town, a lot of these other places, Flippin has passed a clean something or another act. And what it does is it allows for a process to issue, you know, things in writing to these owners and give them a period of time to specifically bring things up to a certain standard. And then, you know, you would move forward in another direction. I think that's our ultimate goal. I mean, it would like to be able to poof, it would go away, but I don't think it's going to work like that. So is there no need to go any further with this at this point? Unless somebody wants to make a motion to...
Can I make a motion to squash it?
I say.
Is that such a thing, Counselor?
Terminated. How about that? Terminated.
If y'all want to not bring it up in the next meeting, you can do that, but nothing to act upon yet, so...
It's just something we could workshop? Yeah.
Is it appropriate if we want to ask the owner if he'd like to speak about it, if he is here? He is here.
I'm okay with that, with you guys. I don't...
You want to say anything about the building or talk about it? Just give you opportunity, so...
I appreciate it. Litigation.
Okay, next item, Walden Lane. You all have an ordinance related to that. I'll read you a synopsis on that. Again, as you are all aware, each spring and summer we receive many complaints from residents who reside in the Point Hot Return Highland subdivision regarding non-residents parking along the street and walking to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property that is commonly referred to as the Cliffs. Recently, several non-resident vehicles had parked in a number of various locations on Walden Lane and then walked to the Cliffs area. When this occurs, the safe ingress and egress of emergency vehicles is all but eliminated. After speaking with our police, fire chiefs, we have concluded that the best resolution for this problem is to forbid all non-residential parking on the street on Walden Lane from the intersection of Aspen Trail to the dead end cul-de-sac and the end of Walden Lane. The city of Bull Shoals is in no way wanting to eliminate street parking for permanent residents occupying their homes. Accordingly, we would like to be issuing permits to allow them to park on the street. We know that these residents are aware of the problems created and by and large do not park on the street for the reasons I have mentioned. Therefore, this ordinance has been drafted to accommodate parking for residents and their guests and visitors. This will not affect short-term parking for residential services such as cleaning persons, cable repair persons, handymen, etc. In conclusion, I would ask that we invoke the emergency clause and read by title only, as we can post the ordinance, make public notification, and begin this process of erecting the signage Part of my reasoning on that is it is the height of the summer swim lake season, and you know, this not gonna do a whole lot of good once we get to winter.
What about them people down the end of the street that have them Airbnbs? Are they gonna be able to park them? Are they gonna get a pass from the house? Is there gonna be a house?
I think the ordinance already states they have to park on their property, so they don't have street parking anyway.
Yeah.
No, the residents have.
Yeah, the residents do, yeah, but the Airbnbs don't. They have to park on the property.
In that area, so they're resident of the house at the time.
Yeah, I believe according to the ordinance, we cannot, John can maybe speak to this, we cannot stop those people from parking.
And I believe, didn't we mention something or talk about something about permits?
Yes, yes. Yeah, so they'll be issued, you know, reason.
They will have permits in the houses also.
Yeah. It's just like anything else. You can't stop anybody in town that has an
Airbnb. That's what I'm saying. This is not fair. There's no Airbnb people in the houses in this meeting to discuss this with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to be fair. They put a lot of money in them houses. I know it ain't right.
Oh, no, no. They're going to have the opportunity to park in the street with a permit.
It's not right that they're being hogs out there.
Yeah, no.
They need to find somewhere else to put four-door pickups and a 25-foot boat out there besides in the middle.
You know, I think what it boils down to on this is they will not be allowed to obstruct traffic if they park, you know, and they have widened the parking down there on the adjacent part of the street, but they cannot. And the city, I will tell you myself, I've been down there multiple times and evaluated the areas that are degrading with respect to the street. We've got some work we're going to go down and probably work on the widening and opening up that cul-de-sac. So I've worked with Roger Edkin and the other folks in Public Works to
that's the street that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
widened and put in ditches to hold the water or something. It needs a big facelift.
I agree. So is there a motion to suspend rules and read by title only?
Yes.
Second? Discussion? We got discussion. Clerk, please take roll. Take your time.
Okay. Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
Mr. Forbes? Yes. Mr. Castagna?
Yes.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
Mr. Greed?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote to read by title only.
An ordinance authorizing the city of Bull Shoals to establish parking regulations by signage and the collection of fines and penalties in various locations within the city of Bull Shoals. Now this is a canned title that we're going to use at a couple different locations. Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Clerk, please take a roll. Roll call vote.
Let's start with Mr. Forbes.
Pardon?
It's a roll call vote.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Castagna?
Yes.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
Mr. Greed?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote.
Okay, next, is there a motion to suspend all rules and have all three readings tonight?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Good discussion?
I just have a question.
Sure.
Do we have to use the word emergency or emergency clause to do that?
It's in the ordinance.
Oh, the word emergency.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it couldn't be in the ordinance. It would have to be in the synopsis.
Yeah, it's also in the synopsis.
Okay.
It's in both, yeah. Okay. Please take a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Mr. Castagna?
Yes.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
Mr. Forbes?
Yes.
It's 6-0. Read. Just suspend the rules.
What's that?
Go ahead.
So the vote carries?
Yes.
Second reading, let's see here. An ordinance authorizing the city of Bull Shoals to establish parking regulations by signage and the collection of fines and penalties in various locations within the city of Bull Shoals. Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Second.
Clerk, please take roll call vote.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
Mr. Greed?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
Mr. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Castagna?
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote. Motion carried.
Okay, this will be the third reading. An ordinance authorizing the City of Bull Shoals to establish parking regulations by signage and the collection of fines and penalties at various locations within the City of Bull Shoals. We have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Clerk, please take roll call vote.
Mr. Greed?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
Mr. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Castagna?
Yes.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote. The motion carries.
What's the ordinance number on it?
Is it 2023-02?
Okay, last item. Parallel parking at 716 Bull Shoals Boulevard. Also referred to as Oscar's Barbershop. The ordinance synopsis goes as, you are all aware, the installation of new sidewalks has created problems in various areas along the north side of Arkansas Route 178, commonly known as Central Boulevard. One area is in front of Oscar's Country Barbershop. The new sidewalk has all but eliminated parking in front of that business. The Arkansas Code of 1987, annotated section 2751-1302, stopping, standing, or parking prohibited in specified places on or across a sidewalk, specifically prohibits parking in or across a sidewalk. Our police department cannot ignore these violations, nor does the City of Bull Shoals have the authority to allow vehicles by ordinance to violate the state of Arkansas statutes. We also do not want to do anything that would potentially have an adverse effect on a local business person. Accordingly, I believe that we must develop an alternative solution that makes this a win-win situation for the City of Bull Shoals and the local business persons. We have inspected the area in question and have determined that allowing parallel parking will accomplish the objective that allows parking in front of the business while still prohibiting parking on or across the sidewalk. After inspecting the area, we have found that between 6 and 7 vehicles can reasonably parallel park in front of the business. Therefore, this ordinance has been drafted to accommodate parking to not adversely affect this business. Following passage will be erect signs that are 125 feet apart and indicated parallel parking only between signs. In conclusion, I would ask that we invoke the emergency clause and read by title only, as so we can post the ordinance, make public notification, and begin the process of erecting the signage. Is there a motion?
Mike?
One second.
I don't mean to break in, but before you do that, can I ask you something to consider? It's been brought to my attention that there's some statute out there that it's not wide enough to parallel park. Just asking somebody, whoever checks into that, you can't open doors on both sides of the vehicle, stating adequate distance from the sidewalk and the door and the encroachment of the highway. Just so you don't pass a bunch of laws.
Yeah, thank you.
Somebody need to check that before you...
It's been looked into.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Discussion?
I got a question.
Yeah.
Going forward, if we pass this, we'll have to do possibly every business if there's a sidewalk in front of it.
Yes, this is going to be specific to that location. Per the phase two sidewalk, where it's designated to go from the beginning of, say, phase one to the park, there's an area there at Mr.
Roy is all I know his name.
Yeah, the fishing gentleman there. He's got the lures.
McCoy.
That's going to cause a challenge there because he does not have the same situation. And that will just, that'll have to be a bridge that we cross when we get there if we're going to put sidewalks down there. I would hope that we can be a little more diligent in our planning of the sidewalk down there before we get there, but this is just going to be specific to here. We're not...
You could come back later and amend this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can amend this one or add different places or... We're not looking to... You know, this was something that we got into some time back, and you know, we're not looking to inconvenience people as much as it may seem we are. Something we've somewhat inherited, so. Clerk, take a roll call vote.
This is a roll call to...
Suspend rules and read by title only.
We'll start with Mr. Phelan.
Yes.
Mr. Forbath. Mr. Pistani.
Yes.
Mr. Lindman.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Giannini. That's a 6-0 vote.
Okay. First reading, an ordinance authorizing the city, I guess it would be 2023-03.
Yes, sir.
An ordinance authorizing the city of Bull Shoals to establish parking regulations by signage and the collection of fines and penalties in various locations within the city of Bull Shoals. Is there a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion? Clerk, take a vote.
Mr. Forbath.
Mr.
Pistani?
Yes.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote. The motion carries.
That was the first reading. Is there a motion to suspend all rules and have all three readings tonight?
I'll make a motion.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah,
Mr. Darrell, Kazania Darrell.
Yes.
Take a roll call vote, clerk, please.
Mr. Castagna.
Yes.
Mr. Lindman.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Giannini.
Yes.
Mr. Phelan.
Yes.
Mr. Forbath.
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote. The motion carries.
Thank you. The second reading. An ordinance authorizing the city of Bull Shoals to authorize parking regulations by signage and the collection of fines and penalties in various locations within the city of Bull Shoals. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Discussion? Clerk, please take a vote.
May I ask, gentlemen, if you would speak up so that the recording can hear your yays and nays? Mr. Lindman.
Yes.
Mr. Greed.
Yes.
Mr. Giannini.
Yes.
Mr. Phelan.
Yes.
Mr. Forbath.
Yes.
Mr. Castagna.
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote. Motion carries. Thank you.
This will be third reading, right?
Yes, sir.
Third reading, an ordinance authorizing the city of Bull Shoals to establish parking regulations by signage and the collection of fines and penalties in various locations within the city of Bull Shoals. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Discussion? Clerk, please take a roll call vote.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Giannini?
Yes.
Mr. Phelan?
Yes.
Mr. Forbath?
Yes.
Mr. Castagna?
Yes.
Mr. Lindman?
Yes.
We have a 6-0 vote. The motion carries. That ordinance is 2023-03.
We're going to open the floor now to citizens' comments.
My name is Tim Curtis, 201 Alta Vista. Those, I want to thank you very much for that report and everything. It's kind of nice to see that the city's doing real well, and it's pretty simple that even I can understand. I really appreciate that from Mr. Dozier. And our city attorney, your name, sir?
William King.
William King, nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Welcome to the fun. And you did a very good job the other night. I was here for that, too. And for once, I'd like to thank all you council people, because you've done a really good job tonight. You got some work done. Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Earl Fawcett, 2052 Central Boulevard, noise ordinance. We got people driving past my building that have got so much bass in their stereos that it is rattling the entire building of mine. And do we have any kind of ordinance that stops that?
To my knowledge, we do not, correct?
Not just not. That's the reason I mentioned to you that we need to make a business plan, because summer is picking up more and more.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's two guys that are just, it's just insanely loud.
Well, John does a great job of looking out to some other surrounding communities and finding some of that stuff that a lot of times these communities are bigger than us, but that we can you know, customize for.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
I brought that up a couple of years ago at a city meeting, and they said something about having to get a decibel meter or something. Do you remember anything on that, John?
I remember something about it, but other towns have gone around that by not mentioning decibels, but mentioning feet-wise how far out you can hear the noise being created. So I'll get with other smaller towns and see what they've done.
I mean, other than that, I think Bull Shoals does have a quiet ordinance from what, like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., is that right?
I want to say that's on construction only, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that. I mean, maybe we can look into something, you know, from a nuisance or, you know, because, yeah, I get it. You know, you could have a car that the music's so loud, it's just a nuisance. It's, you know, disturbing the peace. I don't know, you know, and not tied to it.
It's becoming more of a problem because you've got more younger folks moving in with high school students and college students. There for a couple of years, it wasn't such a big deal because it wasn't so many years.
Any more comments?
Just real quick, did you, Mr. King, correct?
Yes, sir.
You passed your arts on bar association?
Yes.
Lawyer, like a real lawyer myself?
Correct.
Thank you. So, just wanted to confirm that people have an issue, and you're doing great so far.
Thank you, sir.
Second issue, just real quick. On the way here tonight, I noticed over by these walls, the boat docks, their boat, and by Artist Bank, there's a power line there and there's a pole. Maybe we need to get a hold of energy because that line is hanging real low and it looks like a truck's getting ready. Probably could take it out. Just, I mean, I know you've got a lot on your plate, but maybe you call, I don't know if it'd be energy or NACO, whoever. But anybody can drive by and see it's hanging real low now because that pole's leaning real bad now. And I just thought it might be one of these big trucks coming through to take it out and cause a lot of problems.
Can I interrupt you on that?
Sure.
Last year, I was up at the East Wall Brothers new building doing some work up there on it. And it was windy out. That post right out from that, when the wind gets it, it'll go back and forth, and you can watch that line go up and down, up and down.
So
Energy, as far as I know, came out and looked at it. As far as I know, didn't do nothing. I called Roger on that. Do you remember that?
He came out and looked at it, and that was all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying you can go by and look at it. Ain't no bad rock. But I know you got a lot on your plate, but I perceive it could be an issue that could cause a lot of hazard.
It goes across the highway.
Is it above 13.6?
Well, I mean, you drive by there this evening, look, it's low.
Yeah. But I'm saying if it's above 13.6, that's all they're worried about. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Random. I only have a question for the customers that come in. Now that we have over 100 signatures with only one no, are we drafting the ordinance for the vote in 30 days since we already stalled to 60?
Or chicken second?
Yeah. Yeah. At the next, we'll touch on it at the workshop, and then at the following meeting, we'll present
the
ordinance.
Do I need all those papers at the workshop?
We would like to have them, copies of them.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Once? Mm-hmm. Twice? Three times? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I need a motion. Who did?
Dale, is there a second?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
What was the business that on Walden Lane?